With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The sale of Pinecrest Nursing Home is still on track to close on August 1st, but the Lincoln County Board is also considering contingencies if the sale falls through again. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
At last week's meeting, the Lincoln County Board approved two resolutions regarding Pinecrest. One would put the county, rather than the title company, on the hook monetarily if Donald Dumphy or others filed a lawsuit challenging the sale. The last sale of the nursing home fell apart after Dumphy sued the county. The other directs a county board committee to figure out how to sell the nursing home should the sale fall through. One supervisor stressed this was not saying the board would sell it. It's just to direct the administrative and legislative committee to learn what the process is.
We'll tell you that there are very specific legal requirements in state statute to close a nursing home. We don't at this point even know what those are. At some point, if the sale falls through, we are going to have to make a decision what to do. And we don't have a lot of time to do that. All we're asking is, A&L, can you look if we decide to close?
It passed 16-5. Ahead of the votes, people gave public comments that once again admonished the county board for selling the nursing home and the process it took to sell it.
Shame on the board members leaving the elderly and disabled population living at Pinecrest in limbo for all these months, wondering what will become of their home.
The sale of the Lincoln County-owned Pinecrest Nursing Home to the Ensign Group is set to close in less than 2 weeks. Chairman Jesse Boyd also gave an update at the meeting.
As we work through the due diligence process, a number of issues had arise, as expected, but we have been able to resolve them.
A special county board meeting has been set for tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to work through a couple more items needed for the sale to go through. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The driver of a motorcycle died after hitting a deer in Florence County. A 59-year-old woman on the back of the bike was able to call for help after the crash around 10 Friday evening on Menominee River Road. Deputies and Florence County EMS tried to save the life of the 59-year-old driver, who suffered severe head injuries, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger was taken to a hospital for treatment and later released. Neither person had been wearing a helmet. A crash between a UTV and a dump truck in Portage County killed the rider. The victim was an 82-year-old man from the town of Lanark. It happened Monday morning near the intersection of County Trunk Highway ZZ and Rainbow's End Road. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says the crash remains under investigation. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Wisconsin nonprofit is working with farmers to educate communities about the importance of agroforestry, with plans to establish its first urban site in Milwaukee. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Michael Fields Agricultural Institute has planted over 400 trees across three sites this year in partnership with the Savannah Institute. The sites include a community garden and two farms, one in Burlington owned by Iris Lee. Lee says the agroforestry collaboration is breathing life back into her nearly 50-year-old organic family farm.
You plant and design things that go together and that will help not only humans, but the animals and nature and bugs.
Agroforestry integrates trees, shrubs, and perennial plants into crop and livestock systems. Lee says one of the project's goals is to raise awareness of these practices and their larger connection to food systems, climate change, and communities. Community members and project participants helped Lee plant a trail of more than 100 trees in April, from hazelnut and elderberry to juneberry and pawpaw trees. Lee says she even loves talking to her trees and emphasizes the physical and mental health benefits of agroforestry.
Growing something is therapeutic. To be one with nature, meaning you know where things come from that you put in your body. Anybody that is concerned about the food and their health, to grow something is to build upon a better human being.
Nolan Burkhard heads the project for the Michael Fields Institute and says diversifying food systems in this way is a growing area of interest for small farmers. Through agroforestry, they can also improve soil health and local climate resilience. But Burkhard emphasizes it requires long-term investment to get there.
It takes quite a while for trees to grow up and start fruiting or provide their benefits. And that's why this project is so important, because it is such an investment to plant trees.
Burkhard says the Institute is accepting applications until July 26 for an urban site in Milwaukee. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Ford is recalling more than 694,000 Bronco Sport and Escape vehicles because the fuel injector may crack and leak, which may cause a fire. The automaker isn't aware of any injuries related to the fires. The recall impacts certain 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport and 2020 to 2022 Escape vehicles equipped with 1.5-liter engines. A letter notifying vehicle owners of the safety risk is expected to be mailed on August 18th. A second letter will be sent once the final remedy is available. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.